Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Peyton.
Obviously, just finishing up a little bit of our work for the start of tomorrow. I thought it was one of the more interesting drafts that we've been in with some of the selections at the top of the draft and kind of how it unfolded. There's always a little bit of unpredictability with regards to what certain teams may or may not do. We thought there might be two quarterbacks taken before our pick. I think the receiver position, maybe there was one more taken than we would have expected. We didn't feel like in a lot of our own mocks and maybe our own projections that we'd have a chance at Marshawn. We're really excited about him being there at 11. Then as you get deeper into the draft, you're trying to look at best available player. And with Ryan, for us on our board, there was a big gap with our grade with him to the next group of players. So we felt like it was a good first day for us. And but I think, look, all 32 teams feel that way, and you know, time will tell. Any questions?
Sean, did you feel like when you got to 11 and you guys were focusing on defense that you had a lot of players maybe you could have sifted from at that point with some guys falling? And
yeah, we did, and yet we weren't looking at it like just necessarily all these defensive players. Malik was one, you know, that there was a couple players that just kind of maybe were projected maybe to go earlier. Look, Jonathan Allen's a real good football player. So it's just hard to factor in some of the other needs and you know, some of the other evaluations of other teams. But probably one of our best scenarios would be to have that corner be available. And so we wait 10 minutes just to make sure there are no other offers. But we felt real excited about that, you know, the way it unfolded.
The relationship you have had over the years with Urban Meyer and Ohio State, and then you getting players from there that, you said it before, they come in ready to contribute right away. Did that factor into getting left?
Nah, I...
What makes it easier?
Well, listen, we had a pretty good grasp as to their draft class, but I don't know that factored in as much. You know, certainly you talked to a Michael Thomas, you know, a few months ago about the early part of the process and thoughts on that he had on some of his players. And look, there's valuable information when you're able to talk to players on your own team with regards to a free agent or maybe someone that's relatively new that would be able to give you a little bit of background. But I think that, look, we value obviously his prototype, his size. We value his speed. He's got tremendous ball skills, and you know, there were a number of things that when you get a high graded player at a position of need, then it becomes an easier selection. And in this case, that was that player.
Is he more of an outside guy, or is there some maybe versatility?
I think he's an outside player, and I'm not saying he can't come inside, but I think he goes to one side of the ball or the other, or depending on what you're doing by scheme. But he's a, you know, that would be the evaluation.
Sean, you guys obviously thought a lot about trading for a veteran cornerback. Is the draft and the possibilities like this what ultimately stopped you from doing that?
Yeah, and yet all of those things still remain open. You know, if we're in the draft at some point and we feel like the grade on a particular player is such that we draft again, I think you know, the key is the vision, and with both the players we drafted today, the vision was pretty clear.
John, did you there seems like a couple of trades made, and it seemed like they mortgaged the ranch a little bit to really move up. Did anybody talk to you about maybe moving down, or did y'all feel like Marshawn was just somebody who really?
No, we had a lot of conversations about backing up. A couple, three, four. I mean, you know, it would be normal during that time frame, or a couple picks prior. And you know, oftentimes those discussions are always with the idea if this guy's not available, then you know, can we back up? So we had those conversations at pick 32 as well, and you know, ultimately, you know, you weigh the options, and I think at 11, you know, clearly for us, we weren't going to move back out of that pick. We had talks about moving up a couple picks just to secure Marshawn, and yet, you know, it happened at a fairly good rate. There was one trade up. Kansas City came up and got Patrick, and so I think there were a few things that took place that gave us this opportunity, and we felt pretty good about how it worked out.
Lattimore said you guys didn't bring him in for a visit. How much did maybe? You know,
well, we were all there for the pro day and had dinner and spent time with him. We felt like we had a pretty good handle on our evaluation with him. You know, there are a handful of reasons why someone might come in. You know, we may not have had the exposure postseason. Maybe it would be a medical. Maybe there'd be more character or makeup that we want to go through. And so, but it, clearly with him, we didn't feel the need to.
Sean, was there a realistic possibility that you would have considered a quarterback today, or you didn't think the draft
was
going to fall?
Listen, I think being true to the board and looking closely at how you have players graded, I think that when you have two picks, you know, you have a little bit of flexibility, and we feel like a number of needs, and we felt like we got a good start on addressing those today.
And would you have considered Reuben Foster with that last pick? There was one.
We would have. We spent a lot of time in his evaluation. He was in a few weeks ago. We spent a lot of time with him, and yet he was one of the higher graded players, obviously, I think for a lot of people. But yeah, he was definitely someone that would have been, and we were discussing he, and we were discussing Ryan, Tack, you know, was another player we were discussing, and you know, just like other teams, there were a handful of these players that just went off the board there later, and at the end of that round, and it worked out well.
Will your vision? Sorry if you already said this. Your vision for Ramczyk at right tackle?
We see him as a tackle. He'll probably come in, and we look at him as a right tackle.
Why would he have been rated higher than, say, the best pass rusher you had at that time?
Well, there's a considerable jump. Our grade on Ryan was at the top half of round one, inside of a grade of 115, and the pass rushing, the next pass rusher grade would be somewhere tomorrow. I mean, there was a big gap, so we weren't gonna go away from just a clear gap in grades. You know, he was a player graded in the first round by every one of our scouts, and so we felt good about that.
Sean, Lattimore had a history with some hamstrings. Obviously, your medical eval passed.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Well, it was pretty simple. He's missed some time. And, look, the good news is, you know, he just came off of a year playing healthy. Obviously, it's something, you know, you got to work on maintaining and all the things that that he'll have to do in regards to hydration, taking care of himself. And he's kind of one of those guys that's wound tight. And but it wasn't a medical grade that said, hey, you know, this guy's only going to have two or three more years. You know, it was more of we've got to be smart with our attention and the workload he's getting. And it's just he's one of those type of players. And but certainly it's an alert in regards to just how we train and making sure that he's on a good maintenance schedule.
Does the same thing apply also with Ryan Ramczyk, obviously coming off of
the hip surgery? Now his is different. He's coming off of a core muscle injury and a hip surgery. You know, we feel like he'll be ready by the start of training camp, and we'll be able to obviously get the mental part of what we're doing here in the next month. But we felt good about his prognosis as well.
You said meetings that you wanted to get a young offensive lineman. Why is it important to continually bolster the depth?
Well, I think it's important. We think it's important to build your team in the fronts, and we've invested, you know, a lot of picks in the defense and offensive line both. And I think that'll pay dividends for us. Those are hard positions. It's hard to find tackles. And when you can get young ones, you know, we've been fortunate in having some success with drafting offensive linemen, not only in the first round, but, you know, later rounds. But I think there's value in that player, and we like, again, he's prototype size. We love the makeup. You know, there are just a lot of things we felt real good about. And when you looked at the grade and where he was at, we were excited.
How much is it also you like kind of what you're seeing with Pete at guard and left guard?
Yeah. Listen, I think it's a good question. You answer the vision question. What's our vision? You know, and I think throughout the room, right tackle. And so the vision was clear. You got the athletic ability. You got the size in a position that we think is important to draft. It's a lot harder to find, you know, after 4 years or when someone's hitting free agency.
So do you have anybody that was rated first round that's still standing?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. There's a handful of guys with a first round grade that are there tonight, and hopefully, knock on wood, that we'll have a chance possibly at drafting with our next pick. Yeah, and that would be pretty normal. Look, the later the draft goes on, the more realistic. If you're selected in the fourth round, you're probably drafting someone that you had maybe a second or third round grade. When you get into the sixth round, you're probably drafting someone you had with a third round grade. As it fans out, you know, the varying opinions around the league force that to happen.
Ryan Palmer and Jordan Spieth approved those picks?
Yeah, they weren't around for the second one. They had a curfew. No, those guys came by. They played well today. You know, I think to some degree all of us want to be inside the ropes in some way, shape, or form, and they were able to kind of see firsthand a little bit of what it's like. They brought us some good luck, so, you know, hopefully they'll continue to do well. They had a good first day, didn't they?
You said Ramczyk was in the top half of the first round. Where did you guys rank Marshawn?
He was, three or four for us. He was up there.
The reaction in the room.
It was outstanding. It was outstanding. Just, you know, through a lot of the different scenarios, he was one of those players that we felt would be difficult maybe to anticipate him being there. But, you know, things happen, and, you know, teams, each team has a certain goal and in a certain way they want to approach it. And look, right from the beginning, when, you know, Ryan Pace in Chicago went back, you know, went up into two and took the quarterback, that surprised a lot of people, I think. A number of people, I think. You know, there were other positions that we thought they might be drafting, and right away then, you know, there were some fluid surprises, if you will.
Did you guys
call Ryan and thank him for getting the run started early.
No, listen, I think, you know, you really get to see teams and what their goals were. You saw some receivers maybe go earlier than you thought. It's just that's the good thing or the exciting thing about this day and this draft is a little bit of the unpredictability. And despite as much coverage as it gets, there are always those three or four or five early surprises. And I thought today was no different.
Can you say which concern probably led Foster to fall as far as he did? Was it
I don't want to speak on other teams. He'll rehab a shoulder, and I'm sure. Listen, he is when you talk about a tough, exciting football player to watch. There was a handful of guys that stood out, and he was definitely one of those guys. If you just put the tape on and you didn't say anything, at some point within 20 plays, someone's going to ask the question, who's this guy? I thought Tack was one of those players. If you just put the tape on, and sometimes it's a little bit harder for a player based on the position they play to show up that early, but those guys are exciting players, and be anxious to follow their careers.
Why do you think so many offensive players went so high? No one seemed to predict that.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to predict. Obviously, there's always the quarterback factor, and that's significant, obviously, for a number of good reasons. But, you know, three tight ends got selected today. That was a little surprising. The receivers we talked about went early. It's hard to predict, and I think that there weren't a bunch of offensive linemen. You know, a lot of times when we look at this draft, in those first 15 picks, we're looking at one, two, maybe three offensive linemen. You know, in the first 18 or 20 picks. So, but I think a lot of the mocks and a lot of the thought was that, you know, those defensive players would go off the board, and a number of them did. There were just a few offensive guys that slid into the early part of the draft that maybe people didn't expect, but it's all about the team that's making the selection and them having a vision, and you know, a lot will be written in the next 3, 4, 5 days, and I think most importantly the teams are worrying about what's written 3 years from now in regards to the player. I know that's how we kind of look at it, and so it's, you know, it's sticking to your grades and you know, the strength of how you feel about a player.
What kept you from trading up for Lattimore? Was it because you still had a pretty thick cloud, or it would just cost too much?
No, we had a couple discussions that it was a little pricey. We just felt like this next couple rounds of this draft were the strength of where this draft was, and to not have pick 42 or even the 2-3s, this is, I think the strength, myself, this is my opinion, I think the strength of this draft we're going to see tomorrow. And just looking at the list before coming down here, man, there are a lot of good football players we feel like still on the board, and it was just hard to think about with the number of needs we have of a 2-for-1. And ultimately, that was the sense.
Sign Adrian Peterson, now you take a tackle from a, you know, run-heavy offense. How much maybe are you thinking about putting more emphasis on the run game?
Well, look, that emphasis we'll have, and it's been something when we're playing well that has been a part of our success. But I think the selection of the tackle was a position we identified, and yet the grade really jumped out, and that stood out. I mean, by the time we got into the latter part of that round, you know, there was his magnet, and there was Ruben's magnet, and then there was a big gap before you got to the next group of players. And look, that's how we had it graded. That doesn't mean that anyone else had it graded that way.
obviously you're paying attention to the division. You've had some praise for Christian McCaffrey. How do you react when you see that?
He's another good football player. I mean, look, when you watch the draft, you're keeping track of where players go, and then you're keeping track of your division. Tampa got a tight end. Atlanta got a good pass rusher, and Carolina got a real good running back.
So Zach's been here 11 years, and he's been offensive captain. How do you envision the Ryan pick affecting?
Yeah, that'll take care of itself. It always does. They'll come in. There'll be competition. There'll be, a lot of competition, not just at the tackle position, but at other positions, so that'll handle itself.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.